From the Hollywood Canteen, the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show.
Welcome now to our show. Here's a friend you all know. Charlotte Greenwood is with us again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that every time you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood. Those three youngsters from whom Charlotte has been providing the three M's, mothering, money, and meals. It's late on a rainy Friday afternoon as our story opens, and here in the high-ceilinged, old-fashioned Barton living room, we find Charlotte with Barbara and Bob. Now, Bobby looks up from the magazine he's reading and says,
Charlotte.
Just a second, Robert. I can't talk now while I knit. Knit two, purl two. Wait till I finish this row.
Yes, but be quiet, Bobby. Every time Aunt Charlotte talks, she drops a stitch.
Yes, Barbara, and if this keeps up, your soldier boy won't know whether he's getting a pair of socks or two G.I. mosquito nets.
Oh!
Now, that's finished.
Oh, were those socks for Don Benson? Oh, thank you, Aunt Charlotte. He'll love them.
I hope so. The way they're going, he'll be the only boy in the Army who can pull his socks up over his chin. Now, what did you want to know, Robert?
I just found a word in this magazine I don't understand. What kind of a thing is a feebly?
What kind of a thing is a what?
A feebly.
Robert, a feebly isn't a thing. Feebly is an adverb.
What's an adverb?
Well, an adverb is a... Well, it modifies a verb.
Yeah? What's modifies mean? And what's a verb?
Well, let's get back to the feebly. Now, you must know what that means, Robert.
Well, the way they wrote it in this story here, I guess a feebly is something that grows on you.
Grows on you? Oh, Bobby.
Okay, just listen to what it says. It says, the young second lieutenant had a feebly growing down on his face.
Robert, I think you must be reading that wrong. Let me see now. Oh, yes. It isn't the young second lieutenant had a feebly growing down on his face.
Then what is it?
The young second lieutenant had a feebly growing down on his face.
I don't get it. What's the difference?
Well, don't you understand, Bobby? What grew on the second lieutenant's face wasn't a feebly. It was down.
Down where?
She means, Robert, that the second lieutenant's face was growing down. See?
You mean it's... face was going down and the rest of him was going up?
Second lieutenants never grow up. Now, listen, I'll explain it to you now. When you buy peaches in the summertime, what is that you see on every peach?
A black spot where somebody pinched it?
Well, yes, but you also see fuzz or down. Now, that's what the second lieutenant had on his face.
Just peach fuzz?
Yes, but he probably called it a military mustache. Now, Robert, is that all clear to you?
All except one thing, Aunt Charlotte.
What's that, darling?
What's a feebly?
How do we get off this merry-go-round, anyway?
Bobby, what are you doing with that magazine, anyway? It's Jack.
Isn't that the magazine that tells all about men's style?
Yes, Jack's trying to decide what collar to wear with his tux tomorrow night at the Grab a Guy Dance.
Grab a Guy Dance?
Well, haven't you heard about that?
Our high school girl, school girls club has it every year. It's just like a regular dance, but the girls invite the boys.
Mm-hmm. More and more women are doing men's work, aren't they?
Oh, but Aunt Charlotte, didn't you ever call up boys and ask them to take you places when you were a girl?
Yes, I did, and those boys broke more phones up on me. Now, who are you going to ask to the dance, Barbara?
Well, I'm not going to ask anybody. I thought I'd go over to Mound City Saturday afternoon and spend a weekend with Alice Williams.
Oh, now, Barbara, I can tell by the look on your face you just love to go to that dance. Why don't you?
Well, the truth is, Aunt Charlotte, I don't think I ought to. On account of Don.
Well, now, darling, I know Don is in the Army and you're being loyal and sweet, but he told me he doesn't want you to stay home all the time. Now, you go ahead now, and you go to that, what did you call it, grab-a-guy dance?
But honestly, Aunt Charlotte, I don't think that...
Hi, everybody. Have there been any calls for me?
Oh, Jack, darling, your raincoat's dripping all over the rug.
Yeah, but I'm going right out again, Aunt Charlotte. Did anybody call?
Yeah, Howard Morton was on the phone about 15 minutes ago. He said you'd meet me over to Michelle's drugstore.
Oh, fine. I've been working all afternoon to get a girl to ask Howard to the grab-a-guy dance. I'll go over and tell him I got one.
Has a girl asked you yet, Jack?
Oh, sure. Janet Gregory asked me a long time ago. Oh, say, Aunt Charlotte, I sent my tux to the cleaners. Have they delivered it yet?
No, dear, but I'll have them hang it in the hall closet when they do.
Thanks a lot. If Howard calls again, tell him I'll meet him over at the drugstore in a couple of minutes. Goodbye.
Oh, Barbara, that reminds me. Would you like to have me press your formal? You know, you'll want it to look nice in case you do go to the dance tomorrow.
But I told you, Aunt Charlotte, I don't want to go.
Yes, but darling, you don't want to be a hermit either.
What's a hermit?
Now,
I'm certainly not one. A hermit is a man that keeps to himself. A funny-looking character that hates the whole world.
That's not a hermit. That's that second lieutenant with a feebly.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Jack. Gee, I've been sitting here nursing this talk for 45 minutes. Did you get a girl to ask me to the grab-a-guy dance, did you, Howard, did you?
Well, you know, you got to realize, Howard, that it's kind of late.
Huh?
Just about every girl in town's got a date already, except my sister Barbara.
You mean Barbara's going to ask me? Oh, boy.
Say, now, wait a minute. I didn't say Barbara. She's going to be out of town Saturday night anyway.
Oh, then who'd you get, huh? Who?
Well, it was a lot of trouble, Howard, but I finally managed to get Gertrude Gleason.
Oh, Gertrude Gleason.
Huh?
Gertrude Gleason? You mean Giggling Gertie?
Oh. Well, suppose she does giggle. Better than no date at all, isn't it?
Yeah, but when I dance, I want to hear the music. Can't you do better than Gertrude?
Shh, look who's coming in. Why, hello, Gertrude.
Gee, hello, Jack. And Howard. Gee, I was hoping I'd run into you.
Hi. See, I gotta go. I just remembered a mother. I gotta run for my errand.
Just a minute, Howard. Would you go with me to the grab-a-guy dance tomorrow night?
Well, the fact is,
Gee, thanks. Call for me about 8:30.
Oh, gee,
Oh, who's this coming in?
Hi, Jack. Hello there, Howard.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Joe. What are you doing over here?
Oh, I just got to pick up some hair tonic for my dad.
See you at the dance tomorrow night, Joe?
Not me. I haven't been invited.
Gee, who's that nice-looking boy?
Oh, haven't you met him?
Uh-uh.
He's a new fella at school. Name's Joel Carter.
He must be new if no girls even invited him. And I'll bet he's a wonderful dancer. What'd you say his name is?
Joel Carter. Why?
Oh, nothing. Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye, Howard.
Hey, did you hear that, Jack? Did you, huh? Did you?
Hear what?
I'll bet you, Nickel, she's going to call up Joel Carter and ask him to the grab-a-guy dance, then break a date with me.
Gosh, if we could just get some other girl to call him up and ask him first.
Hey, remember how I played the part of Miss Tizzy in the class play?
Yeah?
Gee, I not only sounded like a girl, I sounded beautiful. I'll call him up myself and say, hello, Joe. Would you go to the dance with me? Would you have, would you? He'll never guess who it is.
Yeah, no, but look, you'll have to tell him what girl you are.
You gave me the idea, Jack. I'll tell him I'm your sister.
No, sir. You leave Barbara out of this.
Yeah, but what harm's it going to do her? She'll never know. You told me she's going to be out of town anyway, didn't you, huh? Didn't you? Huh?
Yeah, but Howard, don't you understand?
Oh, dear, now I wonder who...
Hello, Charlotte.
Hi,
Good morning, Miss Greenwood.
Well, if it isn't Judge Cronin and Mr. Anderson. Come in, boys.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't expect to see you two so early on a Saturday morning. What brings you out here?
Well, I wanted to show you these papers on the friendship mine property, Miss Greenwood. They're rather important. Are you busy?
Well, actually, Judge Cronin, I'm packing Barbara's overnight bag.
Oh, is Barbara going away?
Mm-hmm. She's going over to Mound City for the weekend, so she won't be tempted to go to the high school dance.
Tempted? Well, what do you mean?
Well, she thinks she shouldn't go to the dance with Don Benson away.
Why, that's ridiculous. A girl her age ought to have fun.
Yes. A girl any age ought to have fun. And don't think I'm not hinting, because I am.
Oh. Well, Charlotte, you tell Barbara... Oh.
Yes, excuse me. Hello? No, Barbara isn't here right now. But she ought to be back in an hour or so. This is Charlotte Greenwood. Well, if you'll give me your name, I'll tell her that you called. Yes. Oh, will you hold the phone a minute?
Boys, guess what's happening?
Well, what is it? What happened?
Well, there's a boy on the phone who says Barbara's invited him to the dance.
Oh, she's going after all, huh? What's his name?
Joel Carter, but...
Oh, yes, I know the Carters. Just moved into Lakeview. Very fine people. What's he calling
well,
about?
Well, for some reason, he seems to have changed his mind. He's not going.
Well, for heaven's sake, Charlotte, find out why.
Yes. Hello, Joel. May I ask why you've changed your mind? Oh, hold the phone. He just found out it's a formal, and he hasn't got a tuxedo.
Well, wait a minute. I can take care of that. He can wear mine.
Your tux and a high school boy? You and that potato bug profile.
I suppose your figure is better. You and that battle of the bulge.
Look, you tell the boy he can borrow my tux.
Oh,
hello, Joel. Perhaps I can arrange for someone to loan you a tuxedo. What size do you wear? Oh, fine. Hold the phone. You're in, Mr. Anderson.
Well, see, Cronin, what I tell you?
Oh, you and that old...
My tux is at the cleaner's, Charlotte. I'll have it delivered here, and he can pick it up this afternoon.
Hello, Joel. If you call here this afternoon, I'll have it for you. Oh, that's all right. Goodbye.
Well, so Barbara decided to go to the dance after all.
Yes, and after telling you she wasn't going. I wonder why.
Oh, it's so simple, boys. So very simple.
Yes, it's very simple. It's the same reason a man's woman's mind is always fresher than a man's.
A woman's mind is always fresher than a man?
Yes.
How come?
Well, she changes it more often.
When Mother's Day comes on Sunday, May 13th, you'll want to remember your mother with gifts, perhaps, or with flowers. Yet no gift will be quite complete without that card that says you love her. Says it in your own special way. And you can find that precious Mother's Day card among the many distinctively original cards now awaiting your selection at your Hallmark dealers. Make it a point to see them this week. There are beautiful cards with tender sentiments and gay, clever cards that will bring a smile. There are cards, too, with affectionate wishes for the mother of your sweetheart or your best friend. And whether your mother is young or elderly, whether you call her mother or mom, you'll find the card with a Mother's Day message that's closest to her heart. Yes, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So go to your Hallmark dealers while his selection is still complete. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. And remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now back to our story. Charlotte doesn't suspect it, but trouble's brewing. Because of an innocent remark of Jack Barton's, his sister Barbara has been involved in a fake invitation to a dance. Charlotte mistakenly thought Barbara was going to the affair with a boy named Joel Carter, and she persuaded Mr. Anderson to lend Joel his tuxedo. It's early Saturday morning now, and in the Barton home...
Good afternoon, Junior. Come in.
Afternoon, Miss Greenwood.
What's that you're carrying?
Oh, why, I just stopped by to give you the day's receipts for my lunchroom, and the cleaner met me out to the front gate, asked me to give you this tuxedo evening suit.
Oh, yes, that's Mr. Anderson's.
It is, huh? Well, I told the cleaner I'd be glad to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Ain't very often I get a chance to present suit to a pretty lady. You get it? Present suit?
Oh, Junior, you tickle me. Hang it there on the hall tree, will you please?
Okie dokie. Gee, that's a mighty neat-looking set of threads, if you want an expert's opinion.
Mm-hmm. You're an expert, are you, Junior?
Oh, say, didn't I ever tell you they used to call me the Beau Brummel of Broadway?
Mm-mm.
The neat Pete with the reet pleat?
No.
Why, sure, yes, I once owned 1,000 suits, I did.
How many suits, Junior?
Well, of course, I was always loaning them out to friends. Might have been 500 suits.
How many, Junior?
Well, anyways, I had a suit for every day in the year.
Wasn't it the same suit?
Well, if you're going to pin me down, it's...
Excuse me, Junior.
Yes.
Yes, young man?
Good afternoon. I guess this ought to be the Barton place.
That's right, son.
Then I guess you ought to be Mrs. Greenwood.
Well, maybe I ought to be, but I'm not. It's not Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I imagine you're Joel Carter.
That's right, Miss Greenwood.
Well, you're just in time. Mr. Anderson's tuxedo just arrived, and there it is.
Say, that's certainly a sharp-looking suit.
Take it along, Joel, and I'll tell Barbara that you will call for her about 8:30.
Okay, Miss Greenwood, and thanks a million for your help. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Joel.
Well, I'll be ankling along, too. See you later, Miss Greenwood.
Goodbye, Junior.
Goodbye.
Now, let's see. Now, I'd better see about Barbara's formal.
And Charlotte, I wonder if you could help me sew on a snap.
Why, Barbara, I didn't know you were home. Why, your friend was just here.
My friend?
Oh, I'm so glad you decided to go to the dance, dear. It's much more sensible.
Oh, but Aunt Charlotte, are you sure Don won't mind?
Why, of course not. Any relationship between you and Don has to be founded on trust. And if that trust doesn't exist, well, the relationship can't exist. And he certainly can trust you to go to a high school dance with a nice boy like Joel Carter.
Joel Carter? Who's he?
Me, your memory can't be getting that bad. He's the boy you called up and asked to the dance.
I never heard of him before in my life.
Barbara, sometimes it's best to forget a man after you've been out with him, but you can't forget him before you've met him. Now, dear...
But I don't understand you at all, Aunt Charlotte. Who is this Joel Carter?
Well, he's a new boy in town, but he certainly called up and said you'd invited him.
I never did anything of the kind.
But you did decide to go. You must have invited somebody.
Yes, Howard Morton.
Howard Morton?
Yes, you said I ought to go, and Howard is a wonderful dancer, and I knew Don would never be jealous of him, so I called him up about half an hour ago, and he said he'd go with me.
Well, I can't imagine how Joel Carter got the idea that he'd been invited. Oh, my, but I wish you were going with him. You know, he'd be awfully disappointed.
How can I? I'm going with Howard Morton.
Gracious, this is a mix-up, isn't it? I wonder how this all got started.
Hey, Charlotte.
Oh, I'm out here in the hall, Jack. Take your dress upstairs, Barbara, and I'll come up and sew that snap on in a minute.
All right, Aunt Charlotte.
Aunt Charlotte. Aunt Charlotte, did the cleaner deliver my tux yet?
Your tuxedo? Oh, dear, I forgot your tuxedo was at the cleaner's, too.
Mine, too? Well, how many tuxes are there in this family, anyway?
Oh, I hope enough to go round.
What are you talking about, Aunt Charlotte? Oh, I'll go. Maybe that's the cleaner with my tux.
Is this the Barton place? I got a tux I'm supposed to deliver here.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, that's not my tux.
I wouldn't know about that, Max. All they told me was to bring it here.
Well, you can't do this to me.
You better take it, Jack.
Yeah, but it's not mine. Look at that thing. Look at those corny lapels. Look at the mop hole.
Go on and take it, Jack. I'll explain it to you later.
Okay, let me have it.
Here. Customers, customers. You never can make them happen.
You see, Jack, this is Mr. Anderson's tuxedo.
Oh, I might have known. Gosh, look at this relic. I bet this is the coat Sir Walter Raleigh threw in the mud. Just look at it. Imagine anybody wearing this broken-down old drape.
Yes, imagine. Especially you.
Especially... Huh? What do you mean?
Well, dear, if you want to wear a tuxedo, you might have to wear that one.
Huh? Me in this? Oh, brother.
I'm sorry, Jack, but you see, your tux was delivered, and I loaned it to Joel Carter by mistake.
To Joel? Oh, gosh. So this is what I get for trying to help Howard.
Howard? How does Howard get into this?
No, it was all his idea. He called up Joel and changed his voice, pretended he was Barbara, and invited Joel to the dance.
And you were aware of all this?
Well, sort of, but I was only trying to be helpful.
Well, you can't help anybody by being party to a deception.
Yeah, I can see that now, Aunt Charlotte, but... Gee, I can't go to the dance in a tux like this. What am I going to do? This is more of a mix-up than you realize.
Yes, this is practically a job for the San Francisco Conference. Thank you.
Hi, Miss Greenwood. Is Barbara ready to leave yet? Is she, huh?
Oh, it's 8:30. My, I hadn't realized Barbara's nearly ready, Howard. My, you look nice.
Thanks. This is my father's tux. I pinned it in at the back of the pant, the back.
Yes. Well, I hope you'll be careful when you sit down. My, look at those beautiful flowers in that big box of candy.
Yes, these are for Barbara. Gee, I was sure surprised when she called me up and asked me to go.
Yes, well, life is full of surprises, Howard. Who knows, you're liable to get a few more before the evening's over. It's nice that you were able to go.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I had kind of a date with Gertrude Gleason, but I called her up and broke it.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy to do those things over the phone.
Yeah, I always say the telephone is a great convenience.
Mm-hmm. If it just wouldn't ring when you're in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes Jack now. Excuse me, Howard. I'll go up and see if Barbara needs any help. Jack, aren't you dressed yet?
Dressed in what? I can't go to the dance without my tux.
Oh, you do have a problem, don't you?
How'd you get here, Howard?
Oh, I came to get Barbara on account of she called me up and asked me to take it.
Barbara did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about Gertrude Gleason?
Well, gosh, I can't take two girls, can I, huh? Can I?
You mean you broke your date with Gertrude? Hey, you can't do that after all the trouble I went through.
Well, gosh, it's not your fault if I stand her up.
Yeah, but Gertrude's brother is the manager of the Lakeview ball team. He likes to have his sister go out and have dates.
Oh. And what did he promise you if you got a date for her, huh? I bet he said he'd give you a season pass to the ball game, didn't he, huh? Didn't he?
Oh, pipe down. Get out of the way of the door so I can open it, can't you?
Hello, Jack.
Oh, it's Joe Carter.
Oh, boy, look at that sharp tux. Where'd you get it, Joe, huh? Where'd you get it?
Don't ask him. What do you want, Joe?
Me? Why, I'm calling for Barbara.
You're going with Barbara? Hey, you can't do that. She asked me to take it.
Yeah, when?
Just this afternoon.
Okay, she asked me yesterday. That makes me first. That's what counts.
Oh, no, she asked me last. That makes it final.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It does, too. It does, too.
Now, dear me, children, now what is all the argument about?
Oh, hello, Miss Greenwood.
Oh, hello, Joel. Oh, here comes Barbara. I don't believe you've met. This is my niece, Barbara Barton, Joel Carter.
Oh, well. How do you do, Joel?
Gee, how do you do? Say, for a blind date, this turned out all right. Shall we leave now?
Hey, what gives you the idea you're going to take us?
Well, she asked me.
She asked me, too, didn't you, Barbara? Didn't
now, wait, her? Children, now. Everybody knows there's been a mix-up here. Joel was sort of asked by proxy, but he was asked first, and I think he ought to take Barbara.
Yes, so do I. Come on, Joel.
Good night, Miss Greenwood. We'll be home early.
Huh? Yeah, well, how could you help it with the curfew?
Oh, gosh sakes, Miss Greenwood. Now, I haven't got a date at all.
Yeah, and it's all your own fault. And it's your fault I haven't got a tux.
Now, wait, boys. Now, you're both equally to blame for this, but I think you've both learned a very good lesson.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a dope.
Make it two.
Yeah, well, make it three, boys. I'm one, too. Because I sort of got soft-hearted when I saw how your evening was going to be ruined, and I tried to straighten things out for you. Oh, Gertrude!
Huh? Gertrude?
Are you ready to take me to the dance?
Gosh, am I?
I called up Gertrude, explained things, and she's been here waiting in the next room to tell you that everything is forgiven. So now run along, children.
Oh, gee, look at all the flowers and candy. Are they for me? For me, Howard, you're wonderful.
Yes, I kind of am, ain't I, huh? Ain't I?
And now, Jack.
Yes, Aunt Charlotte.
You better go upstairs and change because there's a new tuxedo in your closet.
Huh? A tux? For me?
Oh, yes, dear. I sent out one of your old suits this afternoon and had them give you exactly the same size.
Oh.
Now, scoot now. You will just have time to get Janet Gregory.
Oh, gee, Aunt Charlotte. Oh, gosh, you're terrific. Aunt Charlotte, I love you.
Oh, now, who can this be?
Well, hello, Charlotte.
Well, well, well. Evening, Miss Greenwood.
Why, boys!
We happened to be in the neighborhood. Well, we weren't exactly in the neighborhood. We stopped by to ask, how'd the tuxedo work out?
Oh, perfectly. Oh. And you know, I'm so glad you came because I've been thinking about you both.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. The youngsters are having their grab-a-guy dance, and why can't we do the same thing? Why can't I ask you to go?
Oh!
Now you, Mr. Anderson, I'm sure you're a wonderful dancer.
No, somebody told you.
No, they didn't. And Judge Cronin,
yes?
I know that you're light and graceful and, shall I say, elegant?
Yes. Please do.
And so, boys, let's all go down to the high school auditorium.
Oh.
And just watch.
So.
We'll be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I wonder if you've ever thought, the world's a looking glass. It gives you back exactly what you give it as you pass. Give it a frown, and you will find the world is frowning too, because a looking glass reflects exactly what you do. But when you tire of frowns and scowls and things are looking black, once in a while, just try a smile and watch the world smile back. Until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Reeves saying,
so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday.
Jack Casey and D.H. Johnson, with John Brown, Charles Cantor, and Edward Ryan, who appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, came to you from the Hollywood Canteen in Hollywood. This is Wendell Niles speaking.
Paul Whiteman, his orchestra, and radio's leading stars appear on Radio Hall of Fame, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. This, KECA, Los Angeles, a transcription.